We are learning Masechtas Daram Daf Lamed Chesem Beis, and we are starting the Mishnah on bottom of Daf Lamed Chesem Aleph. Back to the Hilchos the Daram. If someone asked Hana, he said that Reuven can't have enough of me. Well, Reuven said he can't have enough of me. Reuven's also has enough from me. The loch is Vizon is Ishtoi Vezbanov. I'm allowed to support his children and his wife. Even though he's Chayiv Mezainis, I'm allowed to support them. And the Ran explains, this is going even for the Rabbanon who argue on Chanon. Still, here it's better. Why? Here it's a mitzvah. I am giving to them, not Taurus Peroyim, Taurus mitzvah. I feel bad for his children, his wife, not getting enough food. I give them food. So even though he can't have enough of me, still, that's not called enough of me. The children and the wife is getting enough of me. I now, it makes it a little easier for him. He doesn't have to give him a Zionist. So that already is not called Hana direct. It's called Hana de Mela. It's not a problem. You should not give mezonos to his behemoth, saya behemoth tamei, saya tahira. Why? Because there is direct benefit. You are making the behemoth better. And that's direct benefit. You could feed the tamei, but you can't feed the tahira. Amr lawyers to the asser, but yes, what's the difference? What's the behemoth tahira? Mabe behemoth tamei la tahira. Amr lahem, sha tahira, naf shoshmayim v'gufa shloi. The nefesh is shoshmayim v'gufa shloi, which means that he owns the guf. That means after he shechts it, he eats it. Therefore, the bigger the behemoth is, the fatter the behemoth is, the better meat it is. So there is direct hana. But tamei, nafsha v'gufa la shemayim. Both nafsha v'gufa la shemayim. You know, you can't eat that. So there's no mile of having a tamei that's fatter. Amrulai. So the Rabban said back, what do you mean? Afa tamei nafsha shemayim v'gufa shaloi washim yirtza. If he wants, I rei ma'ichor alei v'chav, he can sell to a goy. We can feed it to klavim. Therefore, there's a maila of a being fatter. Now, the Ran explains, we have machlekes Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer, if you could feed these animals. Dr. Ran, a kuliyama, you can't give him basic mezonos to the behemoth. That's definitely a direct anah, making your behemoth alive. That's definitely a direct anah. The only question is, can you give him extra food? So according to Tanakama, the halacha is, I give them extra food. It's not a problem. The opposite. According to Akam, I can't give him extra food. Sai behemoth tamei, sai behemoth tamei, because the behemoth is getting better. Either it's getting better for yourself or to sell it. Mashiach Rabbi Eliezer says that there, the difference between behemoth and tamei. The whole machlek is only is the extra food. But the kuli yam moida, the regular food, bein tamei, bein tamei, you can't give them the regular mezainus. That's the Ran speaks out. Zokting maravaita. Omer bitzvah chananya, omer avuno, hamuda anam mechaveiroi. If you ask Hana from your friend, let him marry off your daughter to him. Heavy bar, what does that mean? I have to explain it. Who asked Hana from who? Heavy bar, Rab Zera, Rab Amaya, Skinu. What are we talking about? If the Avikala, let's say it's my daughter, I'm marrying off to that person. So if that person now have enough of me, I'm giving him now a wife. I'm giving him a free Shifcha. I give him a shim for a shulchan shamshay. So of course, giving him a no. I'm giving him someone to take care of him. So that avada can't be dalacha. That I'm allowed to give you my daughter. Ella, it must be the opposite case. Nichzei chasan asur ma'aviyakala. The nichzei chasan is asur ma'aviyakala, which means that I can't have enough from you to chasan. So what? And we would think that they now like give the daughter because it turns out you're taking care of my daughter, giving mezonos to my daughter, and I'm having enough of you taking care of my daughter. Kamash lo, no. Zok Tigmar, it's not a chiddush. Gedol muzu amru. Zonos ishtu vezbon v'al pishu chayv vezonosom. V'atam is mutlas le'bidoy. The halacha is even when the girl is a Mara Shush, you let her support her. So of course, if it's a Yorah Shush, you can support her. That's not called Anah for me. We said in the Mishnah, it's not called Anah. Because it's not Anah to me if you support my daughter. So if you marry my daughter, of course it's not Anah to me. How is that Anah to me if I'm taking care of my daughter? Kav HaChomer. If it's Madach, it's still Mara Shush, it's not called Anah. If it's a Yorah Shush already, of course it's not Anah for me.
On certain Shush, you can pay back.
What?
If it's a Mara Shush, I have to pay you back.
No, you don't pay you back. What are you talking about? I don't have to pay you back. We spoke clearly on the Mishnah that it's a mitzvah. You didn't do it for a mitzvah, not doing it for praying. You don't have to pay him back. You don't have to pay him. If you have to pay him back, then that would be Hana right now until you paid him back. And that's also. But Kerry says, you don't have to pay. He didn't miss it clear. He did it l'shem mitzvah to support the children. That's why. You didn't pay, do it l'shem praying. Besides, even if you do it l'shem praying, that's machlekes if you get paid back. We had early on a few times, Chanan Rabbanon, Haniach Moyes Akaran Tzvi. But my daughter and a wife, you would not have to? What? I know. But anyway, it's a moot point. It says the Mishnah, they do it the Shem mitzvah. You don't have to do it. So here also, it's taking care of his wife. It's also a mitzvah. Talak upon him. There's not a problem over here. So it's a matter like this, that if the Nichse Chasin also on me, I'm definitely allowed to give her a daughter. It's not a problem. But the problem is, L'chaira, the Chasin gave me money for the Kedushin. So I did gain from him. I got money. So he faked the Yavitz. So the Yavitz says, we have to be talking about Kedushin Bia over here. Because if it's talking about Kedushin Kesef, then that would be a problem. That's what the Yavitz printed in the back says. I'm not sure if they bring it down there. But like upon him, it says over here that he asked the kasha, l'chara, that what happened to the money? Kasha, heichem was hasle bitek tana inaro, ha-tzorach l'kabla k'dusheha. O'mamoyna kamayla. We're talking about here, someone, he's giving over the daughter, right? We're talking about tana inaro. So he gets the money. So he says, v'akachen tzorach leimar, she'ena muta la'asiyah, ela k'dushay biya. That's what it says in Yaakov Emden, in the Yavitz. Akaponim, so the Gemara's question is right now, what is the case of this muta la'asiyah bitek? If I asked my nechassim on you, I'm not like giving you a wife. And if you are chasam asa me, so then what's the problem? Why can't I give you my daughter? What's the problem? So Gemara, what's the case? What's this chiddush? Mut la'as lebita. Lo'i lam zok de Gemara v'shenichsi avi kal asum al chasam. That you can't have an offer me. I am giving you a wife. Obita b'geras. We're talking about Abita who was a b'geras. She was already after 12 and a half. And she's not a marishus anymore. Umidaita. And it was her own idea to get married to him. I can ask me, if it's your own idea that you're going to get married to him, what in the world is the chiddush? Mutlas levitai? Well, what did I do? Zok toisvis, the chiddush is like this. V'kamash balon, af agav shu medabe imo yimese eitzel loli nosla. She asked her father, you know what, should I marry that guy? And you say, yeah. So you would think that's cool. No. Teresa said, no, as deep as this guy, no. This is in toisvis. Like upon him, that's the reason of Medaita. And Tosis and the Rana is not upset. The Medaita means La Afuke, that he can't, the father can't be a shliach for the Kedushin Taka. The father can't be a shliach, because then that would be a problem of Hana. So Medaita, Dafka, not Medaita, he has nothing to do with it. But that Tosis speaks out, he can have a little to do with it by speaking about it. So that's the Chiddush of Mutlas Lebita. It means, my Nechas Vasa to him. How can I give over the wife? I'm not giving it over. She's a begeris. I want the chiddush, even though I help it out, I talk her into it. Still, it's not called hana. Taina mahachi hamuda no mechavera os las lebita. If you have madan of mechavera, you can't give her a wife. Give her a daughter. Give your daughter to her. Give your daughter to him as a wife. Avol masir bita begeris v'daita, but a begeris you could. You see, Clara, that's the pshat. That the part is that the chiluk between your bita in ayraktano or your bita that's a begeris. Talk to Mara Vaita. So, klar, everything's very klar, right? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Hamad de Benoel Talmud Torah, which means like this: you want your child to learn. So, Bezman Hazev, you want your child to learn. You beg him. You give him a car, a bike, a motorbike. In those days, a much simpler answer. He wanted him to learn Torah. He said, "You know what? I'm not going to have any anah from you." And therefore, he has nothing to do with it. He'll just learn Torah. He usually takes care of his father so much and helps his father out. I said, I don't want to have any anah from you. He says, I have no anah from you. I want you to just learn. So halacha is that if his father needs a drink or his father needs the light turned on, that he could do. Even litzle dai katan, he could fry him a little fish. What's the pshat? Zok the Ran, the reason is, the Ran is a fourth wide line. The mistamad memili de zutri ki hani the leka buhubito lima tyra le adre. When I made this neder, I know you should learn tyra. To bring me a drink of water, you can think of learning why I bring the drink of water. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're not going to have a tyra from that. So I'll go upon him, that le adre. And there's even a shalmi that says even more that if the father is too old to go to the store, even go to the store for him, it means. It just meant things that make bitl tyra. It means basically don't work for me. But upon him, small things are mutter. So again, let's read it inside again. You want your son to learn the asanot. You're not going to have enough from the child. Yeah. If you're mutter l'machaveira, mutter l'ashkoyse koyshel shalim. You're allowed to, let's say, I said, I'm not going to have enough from Reuven. Reuven's allowed to give me a drink of shalim. What is a kais shal shalim, mind you? So, hocha targimu, here in Bavel, they said that it means kais shal besa oval. It means the kais of the besa oval. The kais of Avelis, that says the Gemara in Ksubis, that they used to give the Avel 10 cups of wine. In order to just forget about the Avelis, give him 10 cups of wine. So that those cups you could bring to him. But Marav Amri Kosher Beis Amerechas, the Kosher Beis Amerechas, those days in the Beis Amerechas, it shouldn't get a cold. You used to give him a hot cup of water. I could put him those things on Mutter. Why? Zok the Ran, because Dark is Shalom. What's the Oymek Hadin? Because Zok the Ran, all these cases, including the case of the father before, were using the father's Nechasim. Or we're using here the guy's Nechasim. The whole Hana I'm giving him is bringing him the cup. That's not really such a big Hana. It's Hana Shaloi Klum. So with Dark is Shalom, they allowed it. Because I'll das that, you didn't make the Neder. I'll das that crazy Tzad. That they, you know, such a thing. Even Dark Shalom, I can even bring him an oval kais. That I didn't make an edda for. So I think about right. Well, Yosnus behemtoi ben tameya ben tahira. That's Tanakam says you can never give him a zaynus to the behema. The Rabbi Eliezer says tahira I can't, but tameya I could. The Ran speaks that means only the extra. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara Tanya Yeshua ish uz oimer zon avodim shufchayis vakananim. You're allowed to feed his avodim, his servants and his maid servants. But lo yosnus behemtoi ben tameya ben tahira. My time. What's the difference? Avodah v'shev chayisav, everyone agrees allowed to give extra food to them. Why? Avodah v'kanan l'manach rusa avidam. So one gears is l'manach rusa avidam. They're just there for cleaning. They're there to help. For carrot, the more they eat, the worse off. There'll be some fat guy. They're not going to be able to eat. They're not going to be able to serve you well. Or l'manach rusa means that they're going to die anyway, not eating them. Behema l'ptuma avidah. A behema is made to fatten up. Because one day you're going to eat this behemoth. It's going to be a good steak in salt or something. That's what it's for. So therefore, you fat it up. Mashenkin avodah v'shev chayisav, there, you're not fattening up avodah v'shev chayisav. Al-Kapanim, so that's the chilek, that even if you hold, that you're now allowed to feed a behemoth tameya, you are allowed to feed avodah v'shev chayisav hakananim.